Tango Tango Papa 1755, July 11, 2013.
Have we seen the actual reality of a monstrous crime? Or merely an illusion, the product of a tortured brain?
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Tom Wiles here with you, coming to you from, where am I at? Green Forest, Arkansas. So I've been off work the past several days. I took my regular 5 days off, and I intended to record a podcast while I was home, but I never quite made it. Stayed pretty busy, had a couple of different doctor appointments. One was a dentist, dental cleaning, and then the other I had an appointment with a dermatology clinic, and kind of got that underway. And so, and of course, my parents are there as well. So, between those things and other things, and just never did get around to recording a podcast. So, so in any case, as I say, I made a trip to the dentist and got my teeth cleaned. Everything's kind of going along about the same there. And then I went, yesterday morning I had a dermatology clinic appointment, and so I have this big toe on my right foot that's for at least 20 years or more, I've had a fungus in the toenail, and it causes the toenail to kind of be very thick. The rest of them are normal. This one comes out very thick because I guess the fungus sort of invades the bed of the nail bed. So, in any case, they took a sample toenail, and I guess they send that off to the lab, and then once they, I guess that takes about 10 days, and then they'll let me know, and they gave me a slip for a blood test, so I come back in there and get a blood test done, and at that point they'll determine, they have to determine, and that's what they're doing now, is sending this off to the lab, this sample toenail, to make sure it is indeed the fungus, and then if it is, then they'll tell me to come in and get the blood test done, and they have to do the blood test to make sure that I don't have any liver problems in particular before they will put me on this medication. Now, because the medication can cause problems if you have any kind of liver problems, so, which I don't expect that I do, but they have to be sure anyway. So it's going to be, it's going to be a while before I get started on any medication, and even at that, it's going to be once I am on the medication, now I don't know, she didn't say how often they had to test my blood. I don't know if they have to do that once a month or whatever. I just don't know. However, she said that the medication would last about 3 months, the course of the medication. So, we'll see what happens. But as of right now, I'm just waiting, so it's going to be probably at least a month before I, get on medication, or maybe probably even longer than that, which is fine. It's not, this toe has had the fungus in it for years and years, but in the past few months, it seems like it's caused this sort of migrated to the top of my toe because it's caused a kind of a skin problem more on the top of my toe. Whereas always before, it has been limited just to the nail, kind of the nail bed itself. So, don't know what's going on with that. But in any case, figured might as well get rid of the thing now, because I could see where it possibly could cause trouble years from now. So it's probably better to, if I can get rid of it, go ahead and get rid of it now. So anyway. It's been fairly warm. It's I think the at home there, it got up to, you know, the past couple of days, it's been about 96 degrees, which is hot. It's been fairly hot. That's not as hot as it could be. It could be easily, it could be over 100 degrees. So it could easily be 10 degrees warmer than what it is. So 96 isn't bad. I don't think we haven't breached 100 degrees, to my knowledge, so far, at least in northwest Arkansas. And that can easily happen, and it usually does. Normally, we do get some days over 100 degrees. So this summer has been kind of cool, at least for our area. Now, I guess in the western part of the desert part of the United States, it's been kind of hotter than normal, a few degrees warmer than normal. But in the eastern part, it's been sort of a little bit cooler, you know, on the cooler side. And I think we're just having a cooler year. And that happens. So it happened in the spring, and it seems to be happening so far this summer. So anyway, I came back to work today. They sent a load that picks up at, I'm backed into a dock right now at Green Forest, Arkansas, and then that load delivers whenever I get there. It's going to be tomorrow. It's first come, first serve at Trenton, Missouri. And I think Trenton, Missouri, I believe that it's about 308 or something miles from here, according to the GPS. And it's somewhat north of Kansas City, in that area. So sort of in between Kansas City and Des Moines, if you were going that way. But it's not right on Interstate 35. It's looks like it's probably at least 20 miles or more east of Interstate 35. So, but that's where the load delivers, and so I am back at work, and I do seem to finally, I don't know, I've still got some shedding skin on my hands but it has improved quite a bit, and I think it continues to improve. Now, up until, I don't know, a couple, 3 days ago, I was still itching, and having some problems with itching, but that seems to have stopped. So I think maybe, finally, it has gone away. Maybe I'm done with the poison ivy part, and as I say, I've still got some peeling skin on my hands. Not bad at all, but I think that's probably more due to the hives than it is the poison ivy, I would think. But so I stayed away from needless to say, I stayed away from any kind of green leaves. I've tried to avoid. I think I touched some weeds now and a couple of times. Couldn't avoid touching some weeds, but the weeds are safe. But otherwise, I really did avoid touching any kind of leaves, or certainly weeds that had leaves. The weeds I touched were more like grass weeds. So, and I didn't touch much of those. So, you know, over that, and do not have any plans. If, you know, the next time I have to, you know, I'm forced to kind of venture out into an area where there are weeds, a bunch of weeds that are, especially if weeds that are tall, I'll have to just get a hazmat suit. But so in the meantime, I've been deliberately avoiding any kind of weeds, especially overgrown areas, and even, you know, avoiding kind of walking over lawns if they're overgrown. Even though that's perfectly safe, but I don't know, better safe than sorry. You know, that what I went through this past month has been pretty darn miserable. It's not been an experience I want. You know, I wouldn't wish that experience on anybody, and it's not an experience that I would like to repeat anytime ever. So, you know, other than that, what did I do? I didn't even make the trip to Best Buy this time. They don't really have anything that I want that I don't already have, so there's really no point in really going in there. So I never, when I did go in Walmart, I never even went into the electronics department. You know, a lot of times when I go in Walmart, I'll make a kind of a cruise through the electronics department. Didn't even do that this time. So, trying to think if I did change the kind of redo the bedding here in my sleeper, they're called eggshells or kind of foam eggshell type thing they put on the mattress in the truck. And so I got a couple of other, because they're inexpensive. They're like $10 at Walmart for a single. They're $9.90 something. So I got a couple of those, and then I got a couple of $5 pillows, because the pillows that I had were, I've had them for a while, and they were sort of worn out, so I threw those away. But the eggshells that I had in here were still okay, so I just went ahead and put the two new eggshells on top. The mattress in this truck really isn't the greatest. A lot of these mattresses are kind of bad, and what I find is that putting the foam on top really improves it. Now, you can, a Walmart also sells, and I'm sure other places sell, what's called memory foam, and that's a thicker piece of foam, and it's probably a higher grade, but those get expensive, depending on the size of the piece of foam. The memory foam, that, that can get, if it's for like a king-size bed, it's like $150, so didn't really price it as far as what it would be for a single. But, because this other stuff is fine. I'm happy enough with the eggshells. So I just put more eggshells on there and got a couple extra pillows and sort of in business. So that should make the bed just a bit more comfortable. But I was having a problem. Of course, this last time, most of the time I was having a problem sleeping, and a lot of it was revolving either around the reaction to the prednisone or the hives and the ongoing itching problem. That really, having a problem being able to sleep sort of added to the overall unpleasantness of the whole experience of the past month. So I think now I'm kind of back to normal, because the last couple of nights I really haven't had any itching issues. Even during the day I haven't itched, and even just probably 3 or 4 days ago I was still having little bouts of itching here and there, and having to sort of deal with that. There was one, several nights ago, I did sleep late into the day, it was like late into the morning. I don't remember which day it was while I was home there. I did sleep fairly late, and then when I went to bed, I could not go to sleep, and it was, I finally slept about an hour and a half before my alarm went off. I had to get up and kind of I got up, because in the meantime, I had lost I knew I had the dental appointment, and I had that programmed into the other phone, the one that died. And for some reason, that did not transfer to, it did not sync with Google. And once I got the new phone, I found out that there was a problem getting the phone. I think I probably talked about this already. I could not get the phone to sync with Google, the new one, until I fiddled with it a bit, and I did some research, and I found out there's a problem with the Google Plus, because if you have the syncing turned on with the Google Plus, where it syncs the Google Plus information for your Google Plus friends, then that prevents the Android from the regular Android functioning properly. And so once I turned that off, everything came back, but somehow that appointment on the old phone never did make it to the server, to Google server, for the calendar part. So I had to get up, so I got up early, I think about 7:45 Monday morning, so I could call the dentist right at 8 o'clock and just kind of find out what time my appointment was. And they said, well, it was for noon, but they'd had a cancellation. Can you come in at 11? And so I did. So I was able to go ahead and go in there and at 11 and get that, you know, get my teeth cleaned. So that kind of worked out. So in the meantime, the world kind of continues to go to hell in a handbasket, in the United States in particular. And that's not going to change. It's not going to get any better. I know people are thinking that they can, that there's still a political solution. Today, when I had to get the trailer washed out before I came over, you know, there's this little place up in this little sort of truck wash thing up in Lowell, Arkansas, sort of up north of Springdale. I had to go up there, and because that's the only place I know of around northwest Arkansas where you can get a trailer washed out. So I went in there, and well, I paid, and there was this, the guy that owns it, and this other guy was in there talking to him, and he was saying, well, taxes, the state, Arkansas state taxes are going to go up as of whatever date, and, you know, and I just kind of launched on my little speech about, you know, the morals. You know, our morals are gone. We've lost them, and that's the real problem, and you can tell people there is no political solution, and they somehow, they still want to believe there's a political solution. There is no political solution. That's a misdirection. There is no political solution. The politics really is the problem. You know, if you had an ideal world where everyone was really moral, there would be no politics. Because there could be, you know, probably if you had an ideal world where there was no, it's kind of pie in the sky, but where every person in the world, or every person in the country, let's say, was really had a God-given identity, there would be no politics. All you would have to have was, you know, maybe, you know, somebody, you'd have to, maybe everybody'd pay some sort of a tax or a levy to kind of keep the streets up and what have you, but otherwise that's all you'd need. There would be no crime, there would be no other problem. So politics arises out of our failure as human beings. We lose our connection to our Creator, we lose our original identity. That's corrupted, and politics arises out of that. And so you end up with some sort of dictator, and that's basically what we have now in the United States. Our government is a dictator. You can say is it Obama? Is Obama? He's a fledgling dictator, yes, but it could be that we end up with a communist type thing, you know, where a bunch of people are, you know, the government itself, a sort of a collection, you know, is a, you have a kind of communist dictatorship, or it could be you end up with Obama is also in real danger of turning into a Saddam Hussein type dictator, where he starts out, you know, because you have someone like Obama. He is in very grave danger himself because what is really driving our immorality, you know, our political problems is our immorality, and that can cause, that demands that who's ever the figurehead in charge, it demands that that dictator become a worse dictator and really turn into a tyrant. And so Obama himself is in grave danger of turning into a Saddam Hussein. Whether he wants, he can't, he, you know, he may not be able to even, he may think he's going to go so far and that's it. You know, as far as he, you know, he's a good communist and what have you, but he is in grave danger of turning into a brutal dictator. And that may just be years away at this point, just kind of depending on what happens. But the problem really is our morals. We've lost them. They're gone. You know, we've really, what we've ended up with today really started in the, probably in the 40s and certainly in the 50s. You know, people spoiling their kids. That's caused the breach that we have today. Now, you look at, as I've said before, you look at what we have today with 50% of kids being born outside of marriage. There is no going back. Because we've got the problem that we have right now originated in the 50s when the statistics weren't nearly as bad as they are today. There is no going back from this that I can see. It's not, and it's, there is no political solution. It cannot happen. But people somehow still think that that politics is going to solve it, and it cannot. I don't know. I met with kind of blank stares when I tell people that, and I give some supporting evidence, and most of the time they'll just kind of, I can see that they don't want to accept that. That they want to believe that there's a political solution, and it can't happen because people themselves are too rotten. So that's just not going to happen. And I was thinking today, you know, if I talk a lot about resentment, and it's, people come into the world and there's a tendency to resent your parents because they're the first people you encounter. You know, in resenting your parents, it's right in there, one of the commandments, honor your mother and your father. In other words, don't resent them. You know, don't wish them dead. Don't murder them in your mind. And so, but beyond that, you know, if you resent any person, place, or thing, God is behind all of that. You know, God created evil to put us, sort of put us to the test, you know, to kind of put the experiment into play. And so if you resent anything, even if it's evil, if you resent, evil wants you to resent it. If you resent any person, place, or thing, in fact, you're resenting God, because God is behind everything. And, you know, this idea that you're going to somehow turn resentment into something, it can't be done. You're just fooling yourself. You're making excuses. And a person like that, you know, you go through your life resenting and what have you, and you think that whatever it is, you end up having your mess of pottage, and if that's what you want, then more power to you, because that's what you've got. And that's all you'll ever have. You know, and another thing, you know, if you fail to teach your children morals, you're condemning them to an earthly hell. And you cannot teach morals if you don't have them yourself. It's not possible. You can't help other people, and you have to be, you start looking at yourself, and you cannot teach morals if you don't have them. And, you know, and so therefore the sins of the fathers is right in your Bible. The sins of the fathers are passed on to the next generations, you know, to third and fourth generations. And so the sins of the fathers are passed on, and you may not like that. You know, you may want to drop that part of the Bible and just say, let's just be nice to each other and so on and so forth, and pretend that part doesn't exist. Well, I'm sorry, it does exist. You know, and you can go on, you can stick your head in the sand, you know, like the proverbial ostrich with your ass kind of sticking out in the wind. And, you know, sooner or later, your little world's going to be shattered, and you're going to wonder what happened when you're either starving to death or you're in the concentration camp or both. You're going to be wondering, well, what happened? What went wrong? We were being so nice to each other. So, I don't know. But, you know, as far as the news, it's bad, it's getting worse, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And there is no, you know, if you're looking for answers in politics, it's not going to happen. It's not there. It's not possible. That, you're looking at the after effect. It's misdirection. It's the same way with the schools. You know, the public schools, they keep coming back and saying, oh, statistically this and statistically that. Nonsense. The problem with the public school system is it's systematically destroying the, corrupting the identity of the natural God-given identity of the youth. And therefore, you know, kind of ruining the morals, ruining, you know, kind of corrupting and externalizing the young people so that they can be reprogrammed, you know, into some idiot, whoever thinks is, you know, some socialist utopia or whatever, communist utopia. It ain't going to happen. It can't. You're going to end up with death. It's all death-centered. Anything that's external, anything that any sort of externalized identity is death. It's a death-centered identity. And that's precisely what we're headed for as a society. And it cannot change unless our morals change. And as long as we won't look at ourselves, it's never going to happen. If there's not enough individuals looking, you know, willing to face reality, it's never going to happen. And so just plan on, at some point, very probably this year, things are really going to take a turn for the worse. And it's going to seem like it happened overnight. But it's been going on for a long, long time. So, in any case, I think I'm going to go ahead and cut this off. I don't know how long. I haven't been in the door maybe about 45 minutes. I don't know if they're... Uh-oh, they are done. The light is green, so I might as well shut this down and get headed in there. Hope everyone has a great week, and I will catch you later.
Remember, Trucker Tom is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
Product reviews, restaurant reviews, photos, opinions, and more. Visit Trucker Tom's website at www.truckerphoto.com. You've been listening to Trucker Tom's podcast, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is send us an email to tom@truckerphoto.com. Thank you.